Hello, everybody around the world. This is Cal Banya, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. If you're watching this video anywhere except calbanyan.com, you need to go there right now because right below this video and all the videos is additional graphics, text, information, links that just make this podcast much more valuable to you. And also, if you're, you know, if you just want to listen to audio version, there's a link down there that has audio only. Some of you like to download these onto your iPods or your telephones, your Androids, that kind of stuff. I can understand that because most of what we do is just talk. You know, that's what hypnotists do is we talk. And so you don't really need to see our, you know, you see me once, you've seen me a million times, don't change that much. All right, let's see, what am I going to do today? Ah, guess what? Brenda Titus is back for another award-winning Brenda Titus, as a matter of fact. She has a great, she's got the education. Now she's got the training. She's got the experience. She is a person who lives to help other people grow and to find happiness. And she, not just clients, she strives to help other people in the profession. She's one of our fastest rising stars, Brenda Titus. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you so much for having me today.
How you feeling? You having
a jet lag? I'm doing fabulous. And let me tell you all a little bit about Cal. So Cal is the head of the Banyan Hypnosis Center out here in Tustin, California. He is a trainer of the five-path system of hypnotherapy, which he developed. And that's a great system that I love to work with all of my clients. I really feel that it's comprehensive and can pretty much tackle most of the issues that we do here in a hypnosis office. So Cal is a great instructor and teacher and leader, actually, in our profession. He helps all of us become greater and stronger by lifting up his grads and supporting his grads and doing things like this free podcast and his e-zine and message boards that we have. And I'm just proud and honored to be a part of it.
Oh man, I tell you what, you know what, what we try to do, Maureen, my wife, who's also the general manager, and I, we try to do is we try to create the courses, the training materials, and the community, and the environment that we wish we would have had when we were first getting started in the profession. And that's why we are developing such leaders. Thank you very much, Brenda. Before we get into today's stuff, there's something I wanted to mention last podcast, because we're still in the glow of the National Guild of Hypnotists convention, the afterglow, and also the afterglow of the Five Pathers reunion dinner, class reunion dinner, and awards, not really banquet, but awards dinner. And there's some other leaders I want to talk about. And let's see, as everyone knows or should know, that this last year we came out with the new fantastic book. It's about how to go from classroom to clients, and it's called Real Hypnosis Business Success. And just like Brenda talked about last episode, one of the main things you need to do to actually become a leader is to say yes. And I put the word out to some select hypnotists that I knew who had gone from classroom to clients because they completed our certification course. I was able to follow them. I knew them from their interactions on our groups online and also just our ongoing communication with them. And here are some people that said yes. Lainey Coulter, Stephanie Green, Celeste Hackett, Peggy Kelly, and Meredith Locker, all of them full-time. And Lainey, at the time she wrote the book, she was just about to go full-time. She was, you know, like 80% there. And I'm sure by now she has reached total full-time capacity. And I wanted to recognize them. And so they all got the Professional Leadership Award. And that is not the same as what you received. It was a beautiful little crystal type award that just recognized that their ongoing commitment to helping others through participating in this book. So here's to you. Applause, please. Yay!
Yay!
all leaders. Oh, and by the way, that on facebook.com/hypnosis, etc. We're going to put a picture of everyone together looking so good because we're at the Words Banquet. The only one that wasn't there was Lainey Coulter, so you get to see everybody there. And also, if you haven't seen it already, we've put the photograph of our three co-hosts, you, Celeste, and Meredith, doing kind of a Charlie's Angels theme, isn't that right?
It was so much fun that we got to do that, yes.
Whose idea was that?
Mine.
So that's why you were so excited to do that. Well, I think it turned out really good. So you guys, you know, explain to everybody who's watching what you did, what it was.
Oh, well, we all are in the Charlie's, well, Cal, of course, is in the center, and then we are all in the Charlie's Angels post, and I really want to thank Meredith and Celeste for going along with it, because what you guys don't necessarily realize is how much, you know, when we talk about being Cal's gals, is that we talk to him very much the way that Charlie's Angels would talk to Charlie, because he's a voice coming out of the phone here while he and I are talking. We're in separate rooms, and so, but it was also just a lot of fun to be silly and be with Meredith and Celeste and develop that sisterhood as well this weekend. And so it meant so much to me to have that picture and that they got into it as well. So, and of course, also, actually, we have some great pictures of the ladies who all wrote for the book as well, which reminds me that I have a little bit of a challenge for the guys out there. There were a lot, we are becoming a female dominated field, but we definitely want to see you guys out there being leaders and doing all kinds of great stuff too. There's my challenge again for today.
Well, I'm going to do my best to live up to that challenge.
Well, yeah, because, you know, we got Cal, but, you know, I mean, look at him. He's surrounded by all these fabulous women, but we'd love to see some men out there too as part of the future.
Well, you
as
know,
well as the past.
That's so funny because, you know, for the longest time, hypnosis has been seen as a male-dominated profession. And myself and the National Guild of Hypnotists, we've been actively trying to find and open doors to talented, professional women so that they can move up into leadership roles. Because, heck, if we're not tapping that resource, we're overlooking 51% of the population, and that would just be dumb.
Yep.
Hey, let me say one other thing about you, Celeste, and Meredith. And this is a rare quality, is that you know how to have fun and be professional at the same time. Some people can't do that. When they have fun, they lose their profession, their professionalism. But you guys do that in a way that is particularly gifted. So thank you for representing both this program and the profession as a whole in a fun, informative, inspiring way.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, I want to mention some other people that was honored at our awards dinner, and that was CFI of the Year. Now, you folks out there, CFI stands for Certified Professional Hypnosis Instructor. So this is someone that has not only been certified in 5-Path and 7-Path, they've also seen a minimum number of clients over a period of time, and then qualified to become a trainer, to train our programs. And, you know, every year a particular instructor of ours that teaches our program, and we have them around the world, we have them in Canada, we have one in Canada, we have one in Texas, we have one on the East Coast, we have a couple of, three in Asia, we have one or two in the Middle East, we have up in Denmark, and we've got trainers around the world. So, the one we wanted to identify this year was Celeste Hackett, and for being CFI of the Year, she's got a state licensed school in Texas, which is not an easy thing to do, and she just over and over and over goes above and beyond. So, Celeste Hackett, applause.
Yay, Celeste!
Of course, then the other one, we talked about you in the last podcast, which was the 5-Path Leadership Award. Applause.
Yay!
And then 7-Path Teacher of the Year Award. We don't talk about it nearly enough. We've got a very special kind of self-hypnosis that blows away everything. No other kind of self-hypnosis even comes close to 7-Path because it is a mind-body-spirit approach that works on the principle of emotional resonance. And it will really do all the most powerful things that hypnosis can do. It does what age regression does. It does what parts work does. It does what forgiveness work does, all inside of you. And all of our people that we train are trained as teachers of the 7-Path self-hypnosis system. And the Teacher of the Year Award for 7-Path is Jim Osborne, way down in Tasmania.
Yay! Tasmania!
Yeah, applause. I mean, you know, this isn't based on solely the number of people that are being trained in 7-Path, although we do track that, but it's also what kind of leadership is going on? How are they representing 7-Path? And, you know, do they get the heart and soul of it? And so congratulations to you, Osborne, Mr. Osborne. We're very proud of the work you're doing. All right, let's see. What do you got for me?
Well, today we are going to spend a little bit of time actually talking about time management and session time management, especially focusing on some double session types of issues. And I attended one of Cal's presentations over the weekend, and I loved when he said, he's always talking about, you know, part of the reason we have this system is so that we have a goal, we have a plan, and let's do it, you know. And so I really like that because I feel like, you know, I can walk in and I schedule hour and a half sessions that I know, all right, I have an hour and a half, let's do it. And I've got, you know, so many sessions and let's go for it. Because as Cal said in one of his presentations the other day is, you know, we need to respect our clients' time. They have things to get to. We have another client maybe to get to, and he said, if you don't respect a person's time, you don't respect a person. And I really stand by that as well. But sometimes I realize in my sessions, I got to be sure that I get to everything. And sometimes there's a lot to get to in a single session. And so recently, I actually have been having some opportunities to have double sessions, because one of the neat things that maybe many of you might have heard before is people have heard out there in the world about 5-Path and they want to come and see the man. They want to see Cal. And when Cal isn't available, guess who sees them? I see them, and my partner, my office mate Tally, sees them sometimes. And so we sometimes are seeing people from far away. You know, I kind of got the Southern California market going on a little bit. I've had some people coming from rather far away to see me, and we've had some people travel in. So at that point in time, we've really got to be sure that we are maximizing our time. We are often providing double sessions multiple times a week to get people in and through and on. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about that because there is some, you know, that can, I mean, you know, a double session in my world is 3 hours. That's a long time. What if they have to go to the bathroom? What if I have to go to the bathroom? What if one of us gets hungry? How much time is too much time? So, Cal, I want to ask you a few questions so that our, especially our budding hypnotists out there, can really advance their skills by doing some double sessions. Sound good?
Okay. Yes, let's see if we can talk about the most important stuff. And I said it, and I believe it, that when you don't respect someone's appointment time, you don't respect the time that you said you're going to be with someone, then you're not really respecting the person. And time is our commodity. You know, we sell sessions, and it might be by the hour, hour and 15 minutes, hour and a half, whatever it is. And when you don't provide a full session, you don't go the full time, then the person is going to feel that they've been let down, they've not gotten full value. And on the other hand, when you run over, that messes up their perception of their value of your time. So it's very important that you set an expectation that, like for me, my sessions are an hour and 15 minutes. That allows me to schedule every hour and a half and gives me 15 minutes worth of space between sessions. If I have to run 5 minutes over, no big deal, because I've got that 15-minute padding. It's also the time where I wrap up my paperwork and my recordings from the last session, and then review the file for the client that's coming on. Excuse me if I have a little sip here. I caught a little bit of a laryngitis thing at the convention, and so I'm still recovering. Now, this is not 2 weeks after the convention. We record 4 podcasts in one session, so this is the few days after the convention, and so once in a while I get a tickle in my throat. Gives me the chance to show off my fancy cup.
Because we had so much fun, Cal, at the convention.
I know, I did too much talking, and there was far too much hugging and kissing
so hopefully that gave you a chance to recover, but I know I've got a little bit of that going on too that I'm working on. It's going to be better.
Yeah, I'm a little sniffly, but all right. So what happened is, like Brenda said, as I got well known around the world, people started flying in from out of the state and out of the country. And, you know, if I saw them once a week for 5 or 6 weeks, people didn't want to come. Well, they'd like to come to California in the wintertime for like 5 or 6 weeks, but it's just not practical. So I started doing double sessions. Now, for me, a double session is about two times 1.25 hours. So it's 2.5 hours. And I love them. I love double sessions. And I do that as the way I start all sessions, even if they're local, because when I do a double session, I just go straight through. So, you know, they watch, let's say the first session, for example, you know, they come in, they do the paperwork, they watch the video, depending what the issue is. They come in, they do the pre-hypnosis interview, and then we do the hypnosis. If it was a single session, then I would emerge them, do the post-hypnotic interview, let them go. Then they come back, and we would have to go through the pre-hypnosis interview again. And so that post-hypnotic interview from the previous session and the pre-hypnosis interview of the current session all takes time. And when I do a double session, I do not break it up. I do not say, okay, time's up for the first session, let's start again in the next session. That just doesn't make sense unless the person needs a break, like they have to go to the restroom or something like that. So I just go straight through, and the net gain is about, you know, 20 to 30 minutes of hypnosis time. So it's a huge bonus. Now, after I've seen someone for a number of sessions, like maybe 3 double sessions, and we're really making some headway, and they don't need double sessions anymore, and what we really need is some time to pass between the sessions, I may go down to single session meetings with them. So back to the 1.5 hour. For example, weight loss. Like, I might meet with them a double session, a double session, a double session. We've really cleared out the cause of the problem, and now what we need to do is have some follow-up sessions to keep the person on track, reinforce, tweak, that kind of stuff, and that can be done with individual sessions over weeks or even months, and they may be weeks or months apart at that point. Anything you want to add to that, Brenda?
Thank you so much, Cal. That addressed a lot of the things that I was definitely curious about. And then I just kind of want to check in on this. Is there maybe, my question really came down to how long is too long, but if you're saying you're doing a double session is basically 2.5 hours, so that's working for you as still being powerful and they're engaged and they're active, how long is too long?
Now, remember, I have a built-in 15-minute padding, right? So if I double session, if I needed to, and again, these people, they fly in from all over the world. if I needed to, I could go another 15 minutes with them, or 20 minutes, or 25 minutes, or even to 3 hours if I needed to. Certainly, I would do everything I could to get the work done in about three double sessions on average. And so if I needed to go 3 hours, I could do that. But you've got to pay attention. Some people just don't have the stamina, because we're not just doing just direct suggestion work.
Exactly.
We're doing insight work. And they have to be able to be sharp enough to catch the insight. And if we just wear them out with too much emotional stuff, they may not be able to have that level of insight.
Such a great point. And actually, as we're talking through it, so I can definitely see where if you have a pretty intense first half of your session, it might even be appropriate to break up that double session into a couple moments just to give them some breathing room, or even do maybe in the middle, maybe some seventh path.
Yes. Yeah. And here's the... We have people with all kinds of credentials and degrees come to our center for training. Some of them have associate's degrees. Some of them have bachelor's degrees. Some of them have master's, PhDs, and MDs, and they all want to be trained in hypnosis. And some people ask me, Cal, what's the best degree to have for becoming a hypnotherapist or hypnotist? And I shock everyone. And I say, it's a L.E., raise your hand if you know what a L.E. is, right? And that's life experience. You need to have, you know, been around this planet for a while, dealing with people and learning to be sensitive to people's needs and reading them and knowing when they're getting tired, knowing when you're connecting to them, when they're not connecting with them. So having, you know, maybe been successful in another business, maybe having raised children, have successfully been in a relationship for 5 years or 10 years. These things all contribute to your knowledge about people. And so there's no cut or dry thing. Just like say, let's say Cal said, you need to go 2.5 hours for a double session. And you're looking at this person and like Brenda says, I think they need a break, right? Then heck with what Cal said, give them a break. I can't backseat drive. You're there with the person. Connect to them. You know your clients better than I do. And do it what makes sense at that given time. How's that sound, Brenda?
Excellent. So it sounds like be flexible, connect with that person, and keep an eye on how they're engaging and make that decision. Great. Well, you know, I have one more question, Cal. And I know we're getting to the end of this episode, which is great that I'm asking this question right now. Which
is it on topic?
What's that?
Is it still on this topic?
It is, Cal.
Then let's get it done.
It is. What if we are at the final few minutes of our time with that client? We have somebody coming in next, and boom, something unexpected happens. And I'm thinking more specifically about that we are all of a sudden in the midst of one of those spiritual issues, like a potential attachment or a dark force entity, and there it is. But we don't have time to really get into this. What do we do? Because we got to be sure.
So you're coming to the end of the session with client A, and you've got client B in the waiting room, right?
Yep.
And
or
so you've got...
Yeah.
Okay. And what I would do in that event is I would tell, got a tickle in my throat. See how tough we are? You know, we got a little bug, but we have you guys.
We're here, we're still here. Yes.
We're ready to just keel over. But we're here, sipping on our coffee and our water and our orange juice and, because it's not about us, it's about you. Now, when you first asked me this, there's a million different things that would be going on, but this is what I would do. I would say, I'd ask the person, can you stay for a little while? So I said, I've got someone that has an appointment, I need to see them, can you stay for a while? And then after I see this client, we can continue. So I mean, if it was something very serious that came up, I don't want to send them home frazzled. I would now take advantage of that extra 15 minutes that I schedule between sessions to help them unwind, you know, merge them, talk them down, make sure they're feeling comfortable. And I would say, hey, you know, I've got a session coming up with someone else. How would you like to just relax, get yourself together as soon as I get done with this session, and then, you know, let's strike while the iron is hot. This issue came up. It's important we work on it. And so I will see you. I look at my watch, and I'd bring them back the same day while it was there and finish up that issue. How's that sound?
Okay. So, and that's assuming then, of course, that you still have more sessions in that day.
Yeah, but you know what? I'd go a long day.
Just go.
For
just,
that person.
And do your best. Keep them here. And so then, okay, so then you just kind of put a pause button on them.
Exactly.
Okay.
I mean, if it was a really serious thing, you know, like you've got a DFE or attachment, you can't just send them home like that.
Yeah, yeah. So do what you can. Make sure you can still see them in that day. Don't let them leave. I mean, obviously, if they can't stay, we're kind of stuck. But is there a way that you could work through those spiritual issues and at least get them kind of packaged up so that if you couldn't continue that day, that you could dive back in the next time? What do you think?
Well, the thing is, all of my clients learn 7-Path, and it is a mind, body, spirit approach, and it will continue to work on the thing, whatever it is. But you've always got to put your client first, and it can be inconvenient for you once in a while, but this is so rare that, in fact, it's never happened in a session for me. So I'm really doing a what if here.
Yeah.
I've never had this happen to me. It's so rare that I know that if it did come up, you know, I'm going to work late that night if that's what it takes. It's not something I'm going to be doing every week. The client is the most important thing, and we're going to get her set up. One of the things I might do, like I was saying, all of my clients do 7-Path. I might put her in another room, like our classroom or one of our practice rooms. We have rooms here where people practice in class, and just have her do 7-Path on and off. You know, take a break, do some 7-Path, take a break, do some 7-Path until I can get to her again.
Great point. And I guess, you know, at that point, really making sure that the client understands, look, we're at a crossroads right now, and I am making a commitment to get back to you today. I need you to stay, and it's going to make all the difference. That's probably a good approach. It might be worth it to them. Whatever else they got going on, they may be willing. So, and as I'm thinking about it too, probably the best way to prevent being at your final moments of your session and this coming up is to be doing really good time management throughout the entire session. Isn't that right?
Okay,
Cal?
Well, we're way over.
I know!
And I know you want to keep talking about this. We can go into the next video if you want, but I've got us down here as almost a half hour, so
I
we
know,
gotta stop.
I know. I was
okay?
hoping we could get it in, but
let me just say
not
this,
so much.
And then you're going to wrap it up.
Excellent. Okay? Okay.
See how stern I can be. Okay. Time management. Okay. Now the deal is, as we talked about before, every client is different. If the client feels like, oh, they're pretty squared away with what just happened, and they can wait, then I might have them come back the next day or in 2 days. But if I believe from what I'm seeing that they need to be taken care of that day, then I'll put them on hold just like we talked about. Wrap it up.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Everybody, thank you for sticking with us. These were some things that I really wanted to talk about today and really get out there. We had some different people talking about it. So thank you so much for being here. I'm Brenda Titus at Brenda at OC Hypnotherapy, and we'll see you all next week. Thank you so much.
All right. If you're watching this video anywhere except CalBanyan.com, you want to go to CalBanyan.com right now. And also, you want to become a VIP member of CalBanyan.com. There's a link somewhere on this page, and it says become a VIP. When you become a VIP, you instantly get access to all the podcasts. You get a link that takes you to a page where the title of every single podcast is on that page. There's a link to those videos. And so you want to do that. Also, go to facebook.com/hypnosisET. ATC, because then you can be in on the action, the give and take, and blah, blah, blah. That's it. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.